Good morning. The unsettled weather continues this morning across interior New York and New England, with rain showers coming down, some heavier bursts as well overnight and into the early morning drive. Waves of low pressure continue to ride north along a stalled out front along the eastern seaboard, providing the lift for those heavier bursts of rain, which will be with us from time to time today. Otherwise, off and on showers with temperatures struggling. And while they're starting in the 50s and lower 60s, they'll only make it up into the middle and upper 60s as we head into the deeper part of the afternoon. Overnight tonight, additional showers around, otherwise cloudy with areas of fog, and on the mild side, upper 50s again on average. And for tomorrow, we'll enjoy at least a little bit of sunshine and warmer temperatures with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. A cool front tomorrow will make its way through the Great Lakes and pass through the Niagara frontier in the morning. And in the afternoon, that front will slice through our region. As a result, scattered showers and thunderstorms will move through late in the day, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Behind this front will clear things out nicely, somewhat cooler air moving in, but still very nice on Thursday, with mostly sunny skies and highs around 70. High pressure building in for Friday and the upcoming weekend looks to keep it nice around here with a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days, highs on Friday in the mid-70s, upper 70s on Saturday, and into the lower 80s on Sunday. Right now, it looks like the nice stretch of weather will continue into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and western Great Lakes region, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Carolinas. An upper-level trough will move southeastward from Ontario into the western Great Lakes today, and a surface cold front will advance southeastward across Wisconsin and northern lower Michigan. Instability and low-level convergence will increase ahead of the front, and thunderstorms will initiate during the late afternoon. Increased wind shear in the same area should support supercells and or severe multi-cell line segments as storms line up along the front. Isolated large hail and wind damage will be possible during the late afternoon and early evening. And high instability and decent wind shear will support wind damage and isolated large hail in parts of the Carolinas today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wellington, New Zealand, at 12:25 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at Andir, Russia, at 3 a.m. this morning. There were 5 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Monument, Oregon. The 94-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1973 by 2 degrees. There were 3 daily record lows at Brenham, Texas. It was 41 degrees, and this is 9 degrees colder than the old record set in 1971. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, and 41 degrees with a southwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 61 degrees, the dew point 60, 97% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 13 at Charleston, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the upper 60s. Boston, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 57. The average temperature, 65, that's 7 degrees above normal. We had 39 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, now 3.19 inches. That's 1.67 inches above normal. And for the year, 10.96 inches of precipitation, which is 1.73 inches below normal. There were no heating degree days yesterday. For the month, 101, that's 35 below normal. And for the season, 5,271, and that's 1,258 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 93, set in 1900. And the record low, 31, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today, some heavier bursts possible with highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. More showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm also, areas of fog with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. More showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm also, and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. More showers tonight, and again a thunderstorm possible with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with showers likely today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. More showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warmer, upper 70s, scattered showers and some stronger thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Mostly sunny, still mild on Thursday around 70, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Friday, and even warmer with a mix of sun and clouds both weekend days, highs on Saturday, upper 70s, lower 80s on Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 80 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.